So I want you to imagine for a minute that you have a hurt kid living inside of you. Let's say between the ages of 3 and 10. If you don't have access to that, just imagine a picture. Surely you've seen a picture your parents kept of you when you were that age. Go to that picture and go to that memory of that boy or girl who, like all of us, had to deal with some challenges in your family system. Maybe you weren't seen or received on a subtle level, day in and day out. Maybe on a bigger level, you were physically hurt and verbally shamed. Boundaries were crossed. Or perhaps your parents were just too busy working and they didn't really have time for you. So, whatever the case is, we all get hurt in our childhood. No one can escape childhood without some kind of injury. And then later in life, in our grown-up relationships, we attract someone who triggers us to places similar to those early childhood experiences. And this is the hidden beauty in relationship, particularly long-term relationship. So, closing your eyes, putting your feet on the floor or sitting cross-legged, or keeping your eyes open if that helps you go inside more. I want you to really see if you can see this part of yourself. We're going to call it the hurt kid living inside of you. Kind of feel into this part. Is this part 5? Is she 8? Is he 10? What color of clothing is this boy or girl wearing? Where are you? Outside, inside? I remember when I was growing up, one of my favorite hiding spots after I felt bad or hurt by my parents is I would go out in nature. And I would hide behind this barn and hope that my parents would come find me. And they never did. But I had that longing to be seen in my pain and to be known. And most of us have an experience like this where we felt hurt and we'd go to our bedroom and we'd cry. We'd feel alone, and no one came. No one noticed us. So find that boy or girl. Find the scene. Notice where he or she is at. And you're just taking a witness perspective, almost like you're floating down from space on this memory and witnessing this boy or girl in pain, like you're on the ceiling or on the sidelines or in a tree, kind of looking. Yeah, notice and see if you can feel into what this little boy or girl is experiencing right now. In the scene, in the memory. Are they sad? Are they hurt? Are they angry? And most likely they're feeling pretty alone. So connect to the feeling, connect to that experience. Remember, your body has a memory here, and so it's not very far away. All you have to do is feel into your heart, feel into your body. Where is that hurt little kid living in your body? And go ahead and put your hand on that part of your body right now. And repeat these words to that boy or girl. I see you. I'm right here. I'm with you. Now. Now I'm with you. I'm here. I want to know you. I want to know your experience. breathing in and out into that spot where your hand is, and also into your heart. And feel what's here. Could be sadness, hurt, rage, numbness, trembling, or you could feel some sort of version of shutting down or dissociating, going away, running away. It's all welcome, whatever it is, but see if you can stay connected to that boy or girl. Yeah, notice their level of trust with you, if they trust you. When you say, I'm here, do they trust you? Because chances are you haven't really been there for them, kind of like their parents. So we can't give this lip service. If you're serious, you want to make a commitment internally that, yeah, I see you and it's hard for me, but I'm gonna show up for you in a way that your parents didn't. I'm going to be the parent now. And I'm going to help you stay with yourself, stay connected, feel your feelings, and slowly grow up. I'm the grown up and the parent now, and I'm going to help you, hurt little boy or hurt little girl. I'm right here with you. So see how much you can actually believe yourself and get on board as the parent, and then feel into the little boy or girl and see how much they believe you. How much they're, kind of skeptical. Maybe, maybe not. And notice that relationship. We want to forge a relationship, parent to child, inner parent to inner child. Parent that's present to hurt kid. Just like if you were a parent to your own child and they were hurting and hiding behind a barn or in nature and they had their feelings hurt, if you were with yourself, you would go check in with them. Hey, honey, I'm right here. What happened? I see you. I see you hurting over there. And I'm right here. We're not going to fix, rescue, give advice or project onto them, which I call frapping. We're not going to frap that little kid. We are only going to be present and say, I'm here, and listen and attend. And listen and attend. I'm right here. It's okay. It's safe now. It's safe to feel. It's safe to be in your body. It's safe to feel your feelings. And keep repeating and keep noticing this kind of relationship develop, and say as the parent things like, I'm here, I see you. And if you feel like owning, yeah, I haven't been here, I've been kind of checked out or haven't even connected, didn't even know you were there, or whatever, you can own that with them. That builds trust. Whenever I don't see my own son or daughter, I actually say things like that. Hey, daddy was unavailable. Not to defend myself, just to own. Like, yeah, I didn't know. I was gone. And now you're telling me. Now I know. And it's my responsibility to be here for you, not your responsibility to be here for me. Okay, take three big breaths into that spot. That's right. Inhaling and exhaling. And make a commitment silently right now how often you want to connect with this part of yourself. It could be only when I'm triggered. That's fine. It could be daily or 5 days a week. But be honest about what you're up for and what you, knowing yourself and your habits and your conditioning, how much you can actually do it. Okay, feel that commitment. Notice if the child believes you or not. And then let them know you'll be back. Real soon. Great. Then just come back to your own adult self here. Wherever you are, opening your eyes, feeling that experience, looking around the room or outside, wherever you are, taking it in. Nice. Now, I'm going to explain a few more things onto the next track. So, this is the end of this guided meditation. Okay, we just did the guided meditation, which I want to encourage you to do as much as you can. I always have done this when I get into a deep trigger place. I feel the younger, hurt, wounded part of me, and I make a relationship. I forge a bond that's already there at this point. But in the beginning, I had to forge that relationship and earn the trust of that part of myself. And now it's second nature. So I instantly connect and feel this part of me. How young am I? Is this like more like adolescence, or is this more like 5 years old or three? Is this pre-verbal? Am I like one and I'm just helpless and I feel like a baby and I have no words? Or is it more like 2, 3, 4, toddler? So notice that each time you do the meditation. I also strongly encourage a couple of things. Number one, that you get an old photo of yourself and place it on your altar, a little shrine you have, a special corner of the house, your desk, some little spot that feels like a place where you connect to you. Could be a spiritual spot. It could just be a simple place in the house where there's some plants. It could be outside, but I don't recommend leaving this photo of yourself outside unless you live in a really the good climate that wouldn't destroy that picture over time. Okay? And connect to that photo of that boy or girl every day as much as you can. Even just a little head nod. Hey, I see you. I acknowledge you. Yeah, I know you're in there. I know you're kind of feeling vulnerable right now. Kind of touch and go, kind of edgy. So this encourages that relationship you're building with this disowned, hurt kid living inside of you. And I say disowned because in an adult relationship, we get triggered into old places in ourselves that we've disowned. Because we had to disown it. We had to cut off from that part of ourselves because we were in a really intense moment in time and our parents usually shut us down or couldn't hold space for us while we were emotional. So the emotion never got sequenced. It never got processed. So it's still stuck in us. So the more we connect to that hurt being living inside of us, the more it can just move through us. And it might turn into tears or kind of a sense of rage living inside of you or just hurt, deep hurt in your heart, like a heartbreak. Your job is just to stay present and ride it like a wave. And that's all it's going to be. Once you keep connecting to this child and you form this bond and this relationship, it's like a tantrum or a tantruming baby or a tantruming toddler. They tantrum for, you know, never more than a few minutes if you validate and hold space for them. If you try to shut it down and you get triggered and you get angry, it can last a lot longer. They can suck it up. I remember biting the back of my hand as a child because it wasn't okay to cry. So that's what I did to stop myself. We all did some version of that, right? To shut ourselves down. So you're just reclaiming this and reparenting this part of yourself in an ongoing way. And a photograph is going to help you. Journaling can help you, certainly. And lastly, I want you to notice the fantasy that you had as a child. Every kid has a fantasy of how their parents are supposed to be and expectations about how they want it to go down. And that sets kids up for disappointment, a lot of disappointment. So you have that, the same thing going on with a fragmented part of yourself. You should be a certain way, and you're just not a super parent, an amazing X, Y, and Z. And it's just not, I mean, the amazingness is going to happen somewhere in your life. But to show up 100% for a child is, you know, 24/7 is not realistic. But we want to give the child in us a sense of secure attachment that, hey, I'm here. I'm going to work now, so I won't be connecting with you. And when I come back from work, I'll be connecting with you. You know, realistic connections, not fantasies. Okay, so really work that guided meditation. Bring that into your life. And again, especially, it's easy to access when you are really upset or shortly thereafter. And I find that's the best time to go, quote unquote, meditate. And the meditation here isn't follow the breath or go to emptiness or your third eye or something. It's go directly into the pain. Turn towards this hurt child and go connect and allow this person and this part of you to feel and to experience life. And I think you'll find that if you do this on a regular basis, you're going to see a shift.